Praise the Lord. Message number 136. The title of the message, Put God First, Part 11, the book of Haggai, chapter 2, and verse 23. Let's read the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 20 to verse 23. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless this time, anoint my lips, and put word from your throne, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Lord, I pray the message would be a source of encouragement to your people, and also that they will commit their lives and their ways fully unto you, O God. I do pray that the message will help many of those who listen, and even all of them, to put you first in their life. Give discernment, give understanding, give encouragement, give direction. Lord, give discretion to your people to put you first in their life. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In this passage that we have read, the message is here is directed personally to one person, Zerubbabel. The same for you. The message is a very personalized message from the Lord to you, to encourage you to go forward in serving him. Zerubbabel was the last king from the descendant of David. And as if God was waiting for him to accept the task to rebuild the temple of God. We know that the temple of God was built by Solomon and then destroyed. And now Zerubbabel, the last king that's recorded in the Bible from the descendant of David, and he is now the governor. God is calling him to rebuild up his temple. The same for you. Not that there's no other person, but you are the person that God called to rebuild up the temple of God. And we know very well that we are the temple of God. You are the temple of God, and God wants you to rebuild up your life. God give you authority, and you are a governor to what the Lord had entrusted you. And really, the Lord wanted to put him first. And this message is directed personally to you, to encourage you to go forward and live your life unto God. King Zerubbabel, he needed encouragement. And we need encouragement to go forward and do the work of God. Enemies try to stop you, discourage you, to hinder you from achieving the things that the Lord had ordained for you to achieve. What are those enemies? The first enemy is ourselves, yourselves, your sin. And we had spoken in the previous message about the importance of holiness to quit sin and to separate yourself from sin and evil doing and wickedness. But to stop sinning, that will be possible when you separate yourself from certain kind of people that will promote sin in your life. It is not enough that you decide to stop sinning, but certain people, you need to move away from them. You need to eliminate yourself from them so that they will not pull you down and backward toward the sinful life. You know, in the book of Ezra, we will read a certain passage that will make you understand this point in particular. Book of Ezra, chapter 4. And we will read verse 1 to verse 5. Again, here about rebuilding the temple and about Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel also mentioned here. And Zerubbabel is you, the governor of what the Lord had entrusted to you, life, people, ministry, resources, to use them to rebuild up the temple of God, the church of God, in the right way. Book of Ezra, chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 5. When the enemies of Judah and Benjamin hear that the exile were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel. The enemies, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said, "Let us help you build, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." What they thought? They came and said, we will help you to build. But the Bible spoke about those people as enemies. They came to help to build, but the Bible speak about them as enemies. The same. You decided to follow God, keeping certain people in your life that will not help you. They are not helping you to follow God. They will pull you backward to sin. You stop sinning. You stop drinking, but you still keeping your friends with people who drink, people who invite you for parties, they want to take you to discos, people who sit and smoke and they invite you to smoke. Those people, they will not help you, even if they are called a Christian. They will not help you to build up your life in the right way. They will put you down. We will read what Zerubbabel did. Verse 3, "But Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the family of Israel answered, 'You have no part with us in building a temple to our God. We alone will build it for the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us.'" They told them, "Thank you, you have no part of it." They came to help, but they know very well they will not help. They will just cause more problem. You want to follow God. Why you are keeping this girl? You want to follow God. Why you are keeping this man? This relationship, it will cause you to sin. You need to separate yourself, not only from sin, but from people who will lead you and cause you to sin. You know, Abraham, he loved Lot, but he found himself that he needed to separate himself from Lot. Lot decided to go to where Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham cannot go along with such things. And we know the outcome. Certain people, even your relative, you love them so much, and they love you. But there's a time that if you are following God, you cannot go along with them. They will just pull you backward. You need to separate yourself. David and Jonathan, they make a covenant and agreement that they are friends. But Jonathan, we know he is the son of Saul. And whether you like it or no, Jonathan is enemy of David. And David, he need to separate himself from Jonathan. Even Jonathan was dear in heart to David. But David, he cannot keep Jonathan as a friend. He separated himself from him. The message is deep. And God want to encourage you to be bold to him, not to the bond of relative, to the void, not to be zeal to the bond of a friendship. No, you cannot follow God. Well, you need to separate yourself. How about Abraham and Hagar? Yes, he have to send her away with Ishmael. Even his own wife, his own son, he need to separate himself so that he can follow God in a proper way. That is what Zerubbabel said to those people. You have no part with us. Certain people, they have occupied a big part of your heart and love, but time had come. You cannot keep them if you really want to follow God and do his will. How about Jacob and Esau? They are twins. They stay together in one tummy. A real brother for Jacob. Edom, Esau, the flesh. Finally, Jacob and Esau, they parted ways. When you want to follow God, when you want to put him first, then certain people, they must not be part of your life, family, or ministry. Ezra chapter 4, verse 4. When the people around them set out, then the people around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. Verse 5, they hired counselors to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. So here, those people who came to help, but we know they are enemies, as we explain now. They will not help, they will destroy. When Zerubbabel and the other people, they stood firm and say, no, you have no part, they start to fight them back. Lot fight back Abraham. Jonathan was with Saul. Whether he liked it or no, he is working against David. Edom against Jacob. And I, how about the bitterness of Hagar toward Abraham when he sent her away? But I want to say, if you are waiting that the people will be happy with you, you cannot please God, dear. Certain people, they have to be moved away from your life so that you will not go back to sin and do things against God's will. And I pray that the Lord will relieve you today. Your emotion is one of the big enemies. You have to overcome. You pray, Lord, remove that person from my mind, my thought, my heart, my emotion, and Lord, heal me and occupy my mind and thought with the good things that you want me to do for you. The first enemy is yourselves when you're giving grace to such people to occupy part of your life and part of your family and part of your ministry unto the Lord. They will pull you down. Be like Zerubbabel and the people with him, the head of the families and the priest Joshua. Tell you have no part with us in building a temple to our God. Send them away. Don't be afraid of them. The second enemy, when the devil have done his ways with you about sinning and he found that no way that he will put you to sin, the devil will start to really persecute you. The second enemy is persecution that come that from the devil, who will use people and whatever circumstances to stop you from doing the work of God. And that's why the message came to Zerubbabel. When he said to Zerubbabel, tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I will shake the heavens and the earth to encourage him, because he had enemies against him already. You know, in Ezra chapter 5, we read verse 1 to verse 5. Now, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Edo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Joshua son of Jozadak set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them helping them. It's very beautiful things here that the prophet of God Haggai and Zechariah were there to help them. We need people to counsel us, to advise us. You need the people to counsel you and advise you, and we are here to save you. You need the word of God to rebuild up your life in the right way. God wants to rebuild up your life. The resources that God give is here, we as a church. The word of God, the word of prophecy, the will of God, we can teach you and direct you to do. So that what you're going to do is in the correct way. Verse 3, at that time, 39, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar Buzinai and their associates went to them and asked, who authorized you to rebuild this temple and restore the structure? Face to face now, opposition. They also asked, what are the names of the men constructing this building? But the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius, and his written reply be received. The point here, they were trying to stop them, but what we have read, the eye of their God was watching over the elders. God is watching over your life. As you commit yourself to save Him, and He will help you, as He helped Zerubbabel and the people, He will help us today in rebuilding our life and His church according to His word and according to His ways. How we face persecution? We must understand that persecution is part of our calling. You know, Zerubbabel, they told him which authority? He is a king. And from the descendant of Zerubbabel, we can go through the genealogy till that we find that Jesus Christ, the son of David, He came on earth. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And in Matthew 21 and verse 23, when he was doing the work of God, and when he was doing the will of God and rebuilding the temple of God in God's ways, what the enemies spoke to him. Matthew chapter 21 verse 23, Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things? They asked. And who gave you this authority? Even to Jesus they say, which authority? From who? Who gave you the authority? And what authority you are using to doing all this work of God? The enemy will fight. We must understand that persecution is part of our calling. If you are not persecuted, then you are compromising. Once you are persecuted, it means that you are in the full will. You are in the full will of God. How we face persecution and how we face opposition, we should take the attitude of the servant of God. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 18 to verse 21. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. How we overcome persecution? By serving. We are God's servant. We give service. And this is what Jesus and what God love. And He will pour out His Spirit in us. He will fill us with the Holy Spirit as long as we offer service. And that is where our authority comes from the Lord, as we continue to serve Him and be beneficial to the people who are around us. Verse 19, He will not quarrel or cry out. Don't quarrel, don't fight. No one will hear His voice in the streets. No fighting, no quarreling. Serve God quietly. Raise the lost. Help the poor and needy. Evangelize. Make disciples. Teach the people who are willing to listen to the word of God. You will not quarrel or cry. Not grumble, not complain. Not fighting, not shouting. Verse 20, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he leads justice to victory. The servant of God does not use his flesh power to fight or to break. I will do this and I will do that. No. We rely on God's Holy Spirit. Will go ahead of us, will do the things. We are just doing what the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will tell us to do. But we will not do our own. We will not use our muscle and our money or our position to force. But the Holy Spirit will go ahead of us and we are after Him. In His name, the nations will put their hope. We are called to save all nations. Preach the gospel to them and make disciples and baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit and teaching them everything that the Lord had commanded us to teach and to remind the people about His word and His goodness and His faithfulness. How we face persecution? First point, we must realize it's part of God's call. Second, take the attitude of the servant. Third, rely fully on God that He will fight for you. Not that He can fight, He will fight. Sure, the Lord will fight for us. Isaiah chapter 54. Because that is the message. When He sent it to Zerubbabel, tell Zerubbabel, I will overthrow, I will shake. God will do these things for His people. God will fight for us as we are determined to save God and to go forward in doing His will. Isaiah chapter 54. And verse 14 to verse 17. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. If anyone does attacks you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. So God is in full control. He knows what is going on. He is the one who created everything. No weapon, verse 17, forged against you will prevail. Nothing will work against you. And you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Whatever enemy or attack, we must believe that the Lord will fight for us. How we face persecution, we need to rely fully on God that He will provide all the things for us. In the passage that we have read in the book of Haggai chapter 2 verse 20 to verse 23, there is one statement that has been repeated, and this statement is, I will. It has been repeated here in this passage 5 to 6 times. I will shake the heavens and the earth. You know, when you want to pick up fruits from a tree that is high, sometimes you shake the tree so that the fruit will come down, will fall. I will shake the heavens and the earth. Because you cannot pick up the fruit, so you cannot catch it. you shake the tree. There are things not in the reach of your hand, but God can send them to you. God will shake the heaven and the earth and will bring to you what you need in your life. I will shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdom. Rules, authorities, limitation, regulation. God will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. God will do it. And then the Lord say, I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. People will come and fight against you. They will are planning to come and they are well organized. God will overthrow them away from you. I will. And then verse 23, on that day declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel. You say, how will go? Who will take me? Who will bring me there? The Lord say, I will take you. And then what the Lord say? I will make you like my signet ring. Who will make me? The Lord. Who will provide for me? The Lord. Who will protect me? Is the Lord. And the Lord say, I will make you like my signet ring. That the meaning of it is that you will have the authority from the Lord, as you are willing, as you determined to go forward and do the work of God, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. And Jesus say, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, that whatever you ask in the name of my Father, my Father shall be given to you. So the message is encouragement to go forward, to continue to put God first in your life, in whatever circumstances. Remember, the more you are committed to the Lord and determined, the more the enemy will try to hinder you. But what the word of God say? Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your word from the book of Haggai to encourage me. I bless you. I magnify you. I adore you, Lord. I pray, O God, that the message will be used to encourage your church and your people, and many, they will be able to separate themselves not only from sin, from also from people who are the cause of them to fall into sin and temptation and trouble. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who are standing firm and they have been attacked by the devil, you protect them and deliver them. Oh God, Lord, as you promise that I will shake and I will overturn and I will overthrow and I will take you and I will make you. Lord, you have said this. Lord, you do it for us. We believe and we receive. As you say, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. Oh Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.